It's a pleasure to say hello and welcome to Simran Vedvyas, who is the founder and chairperson of Synergy Youth, who at the tender age of 14 has been an absolute pioneer, I think, and a fantastic environmentalist. Simran, welcome to the programme. Good to see you.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to see you again too.
And you too. So let's talk first of all about Synergy Youth and what it is and why you decided to set it up.
Well, actually, I had been a torchbearer in the London Olympics last year. And I'd come to you actually the last time at that time. When I came back, I decided that it was time to start a youth group to motivate children and youth all around the United Arab Emirates and even in the region, and motivate them to take simple steps and simple actions towards environment and towards sustainability. I started the youth group with the name Synergy because synergy means that the power of all units put together is greater than the power of one unit doing it alone or solely. And the units in this case are the youth. So Synergy focuses not only on the environment, but also on all aspects of the society, such as health, safety, education. And we want to build a network of children and youth who can inspire not just people of their age, but people of all ages, and move ahead in a more synchronized way to act for the future we want and to act for a just, a sustainable and a peaceful world.
It's such a fantastic concept, I think, and I'm sure there's so many youth out there that have, you know, got the motivation and the desire and the will to want to change things, to want to join forces with others, but perhaps there's a sort of a sense of disconnection. Did you feel that?
Because everyone knows what they want to do, but sometimes it's always a confusion as to where to start and how to go about it. And this is why when you have people of all backgrounds and of all, you know, walks of life, from the different walks of life working together, you get more ideas and definitely you get more ways to start new projects and new things. And hence Synergy has a lot of nationalities. We have Arabs, Russians, and we have Indians, of course, and we have people from all different walks of life with different creative thinking, which allows us to focus on newer projects day by day and increase the network of Synergy.
And so do you all come together at certain times, or do you have a, you know, a kind of a place? Or I mean, I know that we're going to probably move on to talking about the tree planting, which was of course probably an opportunity for that to happen. How does it work? You sort of send out emails to everybody? And
well, social networking has played a big role in being what Synergy is today. And we have a team of 10 executive committee members who are all of somewhat my age and a few years older and younger. And we all actually have different roles, such as the vice president of events, marketing, managing. And we all kind of shoot out definitely emails. We call and we try to get everyone together. Since we're just teenagers, we don't want to make it too formal, so we end up just hanging out at a coffee joint or just at someone's place, and you know, we do it through Skype, so mostly it's social networking that has definitely played a big role in all of this.
I wouldn't say just teenagers. I mean, what you're doing is hard also for adults to put together. I mean, how did you start this alone?
As I was an I am an environmentalist, and I've been a part of various youth groups and organizations worldwide. I've attended the Rio+20, the Iron Earth Summit, and many other conferences around the world. And I took inspiration from all of them, and especially my mentors from Earth Charter International and different organizations around the world who guided me throughout this process and suggested me as to how I go about it. I've definitely connected with people always through Facebook. So Facebook was the key player, I would say, in all of this. And when I started off Synergy, it was just me and a couple of friends who were doing it. And then it became friends of friends and relatives and people from the neighborhood and people from the block and then all over you know, Dubai, Sharjah, and
fantastic.
What an inspiration! And you find that, did you find then that there were a lot of people that were looking for something like
there
this?
There are so many people. I was kind of surprised because I didn't see so many children and youth doing work for the environment or doing work in different aspects of our society. So I was that was always a concern for me as to who would want to join. I mean, most of us, including me at my age, would rather sit on Facebook or sit at home and, you know, listen to music rather than go out there and do something. So for me, it was always a concern. But then I saw the dedication and the willingness to do it between every single person of the group. And I think that's always been a major player in how we've stepped forward and how we've made it to the level we are at.
Well, let's talk next about what happened, in fact, over the weekend, which was a tree planting event. And amazing. I mean, you had Plant for the Planet Academy of the UAE. You planted trees near a landfill supported by the Dubai Municipality. Tell us a little bit about this and what happened, what trees you planted, and why you felt that this really was something that you would like to do to celebrate Earth Day.
Basically, Plant for the Planet was actually started in Germany. And since then, it's been carried, the academies have been carried out all over the world. And I have also been in touch with all the people from Plant for the Planet. So then Synergy decided that we'll take on this project of planting trees on the Earth Day, specifically in the Earth Week, to show the significance of definitely Earth. So we started off, we contacted Plant for the Planet, and we then met with the Dubai Municipality officials and our sponsors, who were the Address Marina Hotel. They were so helpful to us throughout. They gave us a space, and they provided us with food and snacks and everything throughout the day.
Good for them.
Mm. And we actually planted 120 trees. There were 85 children and youth who were present at the whole event. 120 Damas trees were planted near the landfill. We chose a landfill in particular because landfills are definitely an evil necessity as of today, because definitely you need a place to dump all the waste, but the landfills have become so full and they're being stuffed now that all the waste and all the toxic gases are starting to penetrate through. So we chose to plant trees near those areas, considering that oxygen is the oxygen which will be produced will be helpful in subsidizing the toxic gases of that area, and would be easier for the workers over there to come continuously and help reduce the landfills. Even the head of the Dubai Municipality feels that if we reduce the amount of landfills, then we're moving on the right path. And so far, that's working on a very slow rate. Mm. Hence, planting trees was our aim on this Earth Day and Earth Week.
And have you got lots of other things coming up as well?
Yeah, we do actually have a lot of plans. We did a few events in the past couple of months, and we have a few activities planned for the World Environment Day, and definitely we'll be slowing down during the May-June time, but we're going to be having a lot of get-togethers and brainstorming sessions to start off in September again.
Fantastic. Now, I'd love to get some details about you. Of course, you are on social media. Facebook is sort of a great way to contact you.
That's
is it?
Right.
And what's the best way to do so? Is it just Synergy?
You can contact us if you want to be a part of Synergy. Then you can contact us at our email ID, which is synergyyouth, which is synergyouth at outlook.com. And you can also visit our Facebook page, which is Synergy Youth. If you want to check out more links to how to connect to us, you can even check out our website, which is synergyyouth.com. We need to share our knowledge. We need to formulate knowledge into wisdom, and we need to learn how to move forward together. If we do all these things, and if we build the future we want, then we are surely delivering this vision.
Well, I tell you, you really are an inspiration, I think, to everyone. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back in the studio.
Thank you so much.
And please do keep in touch with us and let us know what you're up to and these various different events that you have. And I wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Sinia Simran Vedvyas, who's the founder and chairperson of Synergy Youth, just 14, but absolutely a great inspiration, I think, and doing some really wonderful work here in the community.